I got contacted by attorney Tom Renz over the weekend, who represents some whistleblowers within the Department of Defense. So these are whistleblowers that have been extracting data out of the Defense Department database. They have noticed a very alarming increase in instances of certain conditions compared to a five-year average. They also have evidence that with myocarditis, the data has been doctored already.
I'm the one dealing with the medical boards. I'm the one watching the witch hunts. I'm the one fighting them off, and I'm the one telling them where to go. I'm going to keep doing that. 9/28/2021. Project Salus weekly report. Project Salus is a defense department initiative where they report and they take all this data that doesn't exist supposedly, and they give it to the CDC. They're watching these vaccines. On that date and around that date, I have numerous instances where Fauci and that entire crew were saying it's a crisis of unvaxxed. It's 99% unvaxxed in the hospital. In Project Salus, in the weekly report, the DOD document says specifically 71% of new cases are in the fully vaxxed and 60% of hospitalizations are in the fully vaxxed. This is corruption at the highest level. We need investigations. The Secretary of Defense needs investigated. The CDC needs to be investigated.
You combine that with the fact that there's at least suspicions that the Defense Department is doctoring with the data.
I would contend, Senator, that there is not just a suspicion. In August, when the report was run on acute myocarditis in the DOD website, there were 1,239 cases, and now when you run it, it's down to 307. In January of 2022, there were 176 cases, and magically, they are now down to 17. There is a word for that. It's not suspicious. We have in the military the single best data set that exists because we have baselines in there. And acute disease across all categories in the preceding years, 5 years leading up to the vaccination year, was 1.7 million. They introduced and mandated a COVID-19 vaccine for our U.S. military when they had only lost 12 service members total to the disease. And in the 10 months of 2021 after that, it jumped from 1.7 million all diseases to darn near 22 million. That was a 20 million increase. We need to not be calling this suspicious. With all due respect, we need to be asking hard questions of the DOD. And I will close by saying they are charged, at least in part, with protecting the sanctity and welfare of the brave men and women who are defending this country. And right now, these numbers indicate something is drastically wrong. And I know of only one reason that databases roll math backward.
So who are you? Identify yourself.
So sorry. My name is Lee Dundas. I'm a human rights attorney that's working with Tom Renz on the whistleblower issue in the military. I would ask that Congress listen to these whistleblowers, put their testimony on record. These are brave men and women of very high rank in the U.S. military, because not just do we, Congress, in this building need to hear about it, the world needs to hear about what is going on.
Well, I will listen to them. We will take their transcribed interviews. We will gather their data. And again, I put the Defense Department on notice. They must preserve these records so we can investigate.
Thank you.
I have to show you. This is what we get when I investigate. I mean, this isn't to do with this, but this is after a couple of years trying to get information out of another agency, and we finally get the information, and it's all redacted. This is how the federal government, the agencies, comply with congressional oversight.
We're glad to share with you, Senator, because we have quite a bit of those that aren't blanked out, and we also want to tell you, listen, the side effects, the only one that they're recognizing, that's an outright lie. I've got the Pfizer documents. Pfizer said in their FOIA documents that they released, they said, we're looking for these side effects. The FDA said, we're looking for these documents. We've got their documents showing what they're looking for. They're not sharing it with the American people because they're covering this up. Corruption was the word of the day, and I think it needs to be reiterated.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
Hey, welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Hour number two, still working on trying to get a hold of Pastor Vitaly. I know that they are working on getting their children's program launched. I was talking last hour a bit about our Christian heritage as a nation and the tie-in, and then I was sharing a little bit about the children's situation and what's going on with that and the number of orphans that exist in Russia and in the Ukraine, and how, especially, you know, on the Russia side of things, how the lack of value of life and atheism and so forth have played such a huge role in the number of orphans. Children are just discarded as of no value. Critically important to understand that and understand why the American underpinning the values of God. And of course, it makes a lot of sense. Another area where the left loves to attack is in the area of race. And we, starting tomorrow, I'm going to be making a phone call and talking with David Lowery this afternoon. But as you know, Ward Connerly is regularly with us. I'll be calling him this afternoon, too. To work out our new time with him. So I'll let you know how that goes. Tomorrow on the program, Ken Thornberg will be with me. Spiritual warfare, we'll talk about that. And Matt Long, that's in hour number three. So we'll have a lot of surprises for you coming up in the first 2 hours. And then later in the week, David Shostokas is with us. Zach Kriegman is with us as well. Zach Kriegman is the gentleman who was the writer at Reuters that was fired basically because his data about BLM and the CRT and the Black Lives Matter agenda didn't match. So we'll have that information coming up for you as we visit with him a little bit later on in the week. Sorry, I'm noticing that I've got some holes in my calendar that I'm going to have to get filled up. Wow. Okay. So, a whole bunch of them. Anyway, we'll figure it out and get you a great program coming up all week long. Coming up, bottom of this hour, Larry Ward will be with me, followed in the next hour by Jonathan Emord, and then closing out with Douglas Burton will be with us as well. So Twitter, by the way, restored us. If you're watching us on Twitter, you might be saying, hey, haven't seen you here in a while. We were banned in December of 2020. For reporting on and calling out something that was a fact that a sitting member of the House Intelligence Committee, an individual, named Eric Swalwell had been having a 4-year relationship with a woman who was, discovered to be a Chinese spy whore for the CCP. She was a madam. She was running Chinese prostitutes, and those Chinese prostitutes, with the assistance of Eric Swalwell, were gaining access to and jobs within the House Intelligence Committee. And lo and behold, Reuters then reported that the CCP was using a top secret NSA spy software to spy on us. Hear what I'm saying. The CCP was using a high-level, top-secret NSA-developed software to spy on Americans. And how did they get that? Do you think maybe it's because of the CCP's infiltration of the House Intelligence Committee via Eric Swalwell and his Chinese spy whore girlfriend that he slept with for 4 years? And so subsequently I dubbed him the Chinese spy whore because he was sleeping with a Chinese prostitute, a Chinese spy whore. It's fact. At any rate, Twitter has reinstituted us, and I'm grateful for them recognizing that one can speak about something that is factual and truthful and can share even an opinion. And it's not spoken in hate. It's spoken in fact, and it's also spoken as a warning, by the way, as a concerned American. Somebody should investigate and be investigating what actually happened in the House Intelligence Committee and how exactly is it that the Chinese have this NSA spyware software that they're using to spy on us. How'd they get that? Certainly worth being investigated. Okay, let's see. What else do we have going on here? The Pentagon has decided that it is more important to focus on the policy of abortion. Let's see, Pentagon to focus on abortion. So, the Pentagon has weighed in and says that the Supreme Court's Roe ruling will not affect abortions, as it relates. The military will not change its abortion policy, according to, news, many different news sources. Department of Defense clarified Tuesday that facilities on military bases will continue to provide abortions in cases of rape, incest, or when the mother's life is at risk. Okay, so it seems that that's not going any further than what was discussed. Abortion on demand. Now, that becomes, of course, the question. You know, is it on demand or is it for a medically necessary purpose? Medically necessary purpose, life-threatening. There are some debates with regards to that particular issue. You're welcome to, by the way, chime in and give us your thoughts as it relates to that. Elon Musk, you might have heard Rick talk about walking away from the $44 billion Twitter deal. Twitter has said that they're going to sue. So Twitter, who didn't want Elon Musk, has made life very difficult for Elon Musk to be able to buy and take over and do what he was planning to do with Twitter, which was just really restore free speech, right? Hold them to their own supposed policy. Now, he says that they're in breach of their contract. They say that he's in breach of their contract. But now Twitter, instead of walking away, and I guess I realize that there's financial entanglements now and quite frankly, potential financial ruin. Twitter could even go out of business, I guess. One could surmise if they just walked away from this situation. But at the end of the day, Twitter is now going to sue Elon Musk. So Musk comes to them and says, I'm going to buy you. Twitter says, no, you're not going to buy us. We don't want you. You can't come here. Get away. Go away. Leave. Go away. All this rancor goes on. Musk now says, fine, I'm going away. I'm picking up my Tinker Toys and I'm going to go play with somebody else. And Twitter doesn't throw a party. They don't say, oh, goody, yay, we won. Elon's leaving. Now they say, no, 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 you can't go. We won't let you. This, ladies and gentlemen, this is so atypical of how this left thinks. This is so totalitarian and authoritarian and communist and socialist and wow. We don't want to do business with you. Go away. Well, here's my money offer. You want to think about that? Oh. Oh. Well, we'll play this game, but we're going to, if you want to be a part of us, you're going to do it our way. Well, I'm actually bringing the money to the table, so I'm going to decide whether or not you get my money, whether or not I'm going to buy you. And that's my decision. I'm the buyer. You're the seller. You're the one being bought. So I get to decide whether or not I'm going to spend that money. And you need to meet certain criterion. You need to do certain things. I need to see certain things. I need to know that I'm actually buying what I think I'm buying, like actual people and influence, and not just a bunch of made up mechanical AI bots. I don't know. That's what he's saying. And Twitter says, how dare you peek behind the curtain and see what the Wizard of Oz is actually doing with all these levers. And so they reach an impasse. And Twitter's not really comfortable with letting Elon Musk see all their secrets. I get it. I understand from the company's perspective. They have a mode of operatus. This is how they do business. Whatever that is, we don't know. Private company and all. It's fine. They do a lot that impacts the public, and they've been like their counterpart Facebook, you know, partnering up with the military and partnering up and so on. But it's an interesting thing to think about. But now here at the end of the day, they get to the point where they're going to go out onto the dance floor, and Elon says, you know what? You're not my kind of dance partner. We're not doing the same dance. It's not the same music. This is what I signed up for. And now Twitter doesn't say, oh goody, we didn't want to dance with you anyway. Twitter says, hey, you can't do that. We won't let you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel TAS by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. So a neat quote I started to get into for just a minute there, another area where the left works very hard to divide us, and that's on the issue of race. And we have been working quite diligently here at Chosen Generation Radio. I have ever since I've had the program, we've had the privilege of bringing some wonderful people on the program. My friend Derek Wilburn, who has Rocky Mountain Black Conservatives, and they have a mentoring program that they do with young people. He has a program, I believe a program that he's doing. And get you more information on that at some point. But at any rate, just an incredibly awesome man of God, great guy. And Derek used to be on with me on a regular basis prior to the accident, more or less. Of course, we're connected with Project 21 Black Leadership Network, our relationship with Ward Connerly. My good friend Emery, just connected back with Emery on, because I'm back on Twitter. Again, you can find us on Twitter at Pastor Greg CGR. Twitter handle, at Pastor Greg CGR. That's our handle also at Clout Hub, at Pastor Greg CGR. And on Getter, at Pastor Greg CGR. Please follow us on Clout Hub and Getter. And you can follow us now again back on Twitter. I encourage you to do that and watch us live. And you can watch us live right here at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. So, number of years ago, I had the pleasure of working with a man named Joe Mines. Joe came to me out in Modesto, California, and said, I've got a project, and I'd like to ask you to help me with it. And I said, okay. And so we got to visiting about the project. And the project that he wanted help with was helping the late, great Dr. E.V. Hill to put together the book, A Savior Worth Having. And so Joe and I worked out how we would do that and how I would essentially fund his venture into that. And then we found a man, or he found a man by the name of, Wendell St. Clair. We also did a performance with, a director by the name of Buck Townsend out in Modesto. We, sponsored the International Gospel Artist Retreat. Did work with Mike Dago, D-A-I-G-E-A-U, and Carl Collins as well. At any rate, we funded that book, and that wonderful book was put into print. We used the funds that we received from the Moody deal to build a recording studio called Blessed Sounds Studios. And that's ultimately how I ended up on radio the first time. But this is from the late, great Dr. E.V. Hill. I don't know anything about a white Jesus. I know about Christ, a savior named Jesus. Don't know what color he is. He was born in the brown Middle East. He fled to black Africa, and he was in heaven before the gospel got to white Europe. So I don't know what color he is. I do know one thing. If you bow at the altar with color on your mind, you'll get up with color on your mind. Go back again and keep going back until you no longer look at his color, but at his greatness and his power and his power to save. What we need in America, the only thing that will save America, is truly the power of God working through Christians, believers, not just followers of Christ, but doers, allowing Christ to work in them. Make that declaration that I ask you to make every day. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. With that going on inside of you, I promise there's nothing you can't do. No mountain too high, no wall too tall. And I will be back after these messages. Larry Ward is going to join me on the other side. I was getting ready to punch out of here a little early. There's nothing you can't do with Christ on your side. The Word of God, my message machine, still says this to this day. I put this on there before my accident. I believe it even more so now. God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that you can think or ask. And remember that he puts your thinking and your asking in there if you'll let him. He can do above and beyond all that you can think or ask, according to the power that works in us. Holy Ghost, work in us today. Let us be world changers, life changers, policy makers. Let us lay the course for the future of America.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers patented layers make them ultra comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Hey, welcome back, folks. Good to have you with me. All right, I just got a couple of clicks. A couple of quick clicks. Look at, see, I got to wear a tie and a shirt and all of this, and I still don't even look half as good as the guy wearing the t-shirt. That's the deal that's going on here. I want to welcome Larry Ward back to the program. Larry, gosh, it's good to see you. We have not seen each other. I think it was like a CPAC as we met one time face to face, and the rest of it's all been, you know, on the phone. But yeah, so, how nice. So this is the studio Casbah here. Got the little fireplace thing going on, and the bookcase. My son, and again, another guy from church actually, constructed this little room that is where my mother-in-law was till her passing. God bless her and rest her soul. And she's with Jesus. We know that. But, at any rate, in her 90s, she passed. So this is the spot. So I felt like with the bookcase and the fireplace, I needed to kind of do something better than just this. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Anyway. All right. Well, Lots going on. So I don't know. You want to talk? We were talking a little bit about Elon kind of there at the end of the green room conversation, but then we'll go into the 2A thing because I think it's important. They are absolutely going after our guns our other senator, Cornyn guy, the sellout, you know, the Mitt Romney clone. Yeah. So, but, what do you think about Elon? What do you think's going on there? By the way, again, folks, reminder, I am reinstored at Twitter at Pastor Greg CGR at Pastor Greg CGR. Follow, shoot me a note. And we should be broadcasting over there today as well. All right. Now I'm on Clout Hub. I don't know if you're familiar with Jeff Brain and Clout Hub. I've gotten pretty good response with that. And
not filtering. They're not suppressing. They're not throttling your activity. They're actually showing your video to all the people who have subscribed and who have interest in that particular topic.
Yeah. Yeah. No, there's a number of options that are out there that people can connect with and look at. And, right now we're on Getter. We're on Clout Hub. I put videos up on Rumble. My limitation on Rumble is monetary because obviously the more you have up on Rumble, the more money they want. And it's not cheap.
Yeah. Because it's a business.
There's no malice on my part relative to it at all. It's just, it is what it is. And,
right.
And I have to choose, you know, with the funds that I receive, pay for air radio time and that audience? I've got a ministry in India, 500 churches, an orphanage, a sewing school, a Bible school. I've got people over there that are dependent on us supporting and outreaches over there and wells. We've put in 31 freshwater bore wells every single day. 93,000 people get fresh water. 93,000 people get fresh water. And for $400, we can put another well in that'll get fresh water daily to another 3,000 people every single day. It'll change their life for $400. So
that's amazing.
Yeah. So do I spend, you know, a grand a month on, or even probably closer to about $2,500 a month on Rumble in order to buy up enough memory? Or do I take and spend $1,200 a month and put in three wells a month? And if I had that, do I put $1,200 into three wells a month, 9,000 new people a month, 108,000 people a year getting fresh water?
No, that's a good point. Look, hopefully, like I said, Rumble gets, a little more, friendly to the creators. But at the same time, it's a
business. I'm not knocking it. It's great that they have the platform. And hey, if I had a sponsor that said, hey, you know what? We'd like to see more of you on Rumble. Here's some funding. Let's get you rocking on Rumble. That would be glorious. We'd do that. That is what we would do. And I'd be happy to support.
If you're listening and you're a business, you need to support this radio show for sure.
Well, I appreciate it. All right. And let's get to some of that topic. I mean, not that free speech isn't important because it is social media influencing. That's what we've been talking about. Free speech. Well, what supports free speech more, right, than your ability to defend your free speech? And that happens through your Second Amendment rights, and they're going after those, Larry. Talk about it.
Well, look, it's the same play. It's the same play. Wait for a tragedy. Hope for a tragedy, because that's really what they are. They're evil monsters that hope for tragedy so they can exploit it. You know, Rahm Emanuel once said, you know, that never let a good crisis go to waste.
Yeah.
So it's this is who these people are.
Saul Alinsky and Rules for Radicals, yep. Man. There you go. Exactly. Yeah. Well, so, I mean, and we've got, you know, we've got several different, you know, shooter situations going on. The most recent one, I guess, would have to be Uvalde, right? I mean, that would have to be the most recent one. But man, there's a lot of questions about how did that kid end up with, you know, that value of weapons. I mean, there have been a number of people who've looked at the value of what it would have cost to buy what he had. And we're talking about a $5,000-$6,000 investment minimum.
Right.
How does a guy who's, you know, stuffing tacos part time come up with $5,000-$6,000 to buy that kind of stuff? I mean, I know now they're saying social media, you know, well, he said he was going to kill kids and whatever, but I'm just saying, There's some things about all of this that just don't jive.
Well, I mean, this is the greatest case study for gun rights. This is the greatest case study for arming teachers. This is the greatest case study for, you know, making sure that there are people with good guys with weapons in the schools, and allowing parents to carry on school grounds. Why? Look, at the end of the day, if you don't have murderous intent, the gun's not going to jump off your hip or your back and shoot itself. If you don't have murderous intent, you carrying the gun is the greatest protection our kids have. And you know, unfortunately, you know, I don't know what was going on with that police department who, you know, had a shot at him, apparently had a shot at him before he got into the school, didn't take it, let him go into the classroom and kill kids for an hour.
Yep. We're going to take a quick break. Back right after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you, and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a green fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a green fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my very special guest, Larry Ward. Larry, tell folks how they can reach you and how they can be a blessing to your business before we get on to more of the 2A situation.
Sure. You can go to Constitutional Rights Pack. Constitutional Rights Pack, right now we're promoting an end to gun-free zones and trying to get some legislation. It obviously won't pass this Congress, but it's important to keep pushing the ideas forward so when we do take over Congress in 2022 and the White House in 2024, we'll have these things in place and we'll have support in place to end gun-free zones because it's the only way that we're going to, protect our kids is if we end these gun-free zones. The only way we're going to be able to protect, our citizens when they go into these gun-free zones and retail stores and different places that don't allow guns, those are the ones that get shot up. Every single time. Why? Because, you're advertising now. You've got nothing but sitting ducks.
Yeah. Well, and the most recent one is July 4th and Highland Park.
Yep.
And a guy sitting up on a roof, just shooting down at innocent people. I guess the count now is 10 were killed. 62 wounded. That's the whole weekend as a whole. And Chicago has been having mass issues. And I know my friend David Chistokas, who ran for attorney general there, he came in third in the primary, but he's incredibly frustrated because the guy who did win the GOP primary, number one, he's under federal investigation, criminal investigation. But in addition to that, none of them will institute the things that could be instituted that would stop this.
Yeah. You have to give citizens guns. There's just, in a city like Chicago, where it's almost impossible to get a gun and to carry a gun, it is becoming a real problem. And you're seeing now the narrative change. And not only the narrative, but these shootings, they all have something common. And the thing that they all are the media is harping on that they all have something in common is they all telegraph their activity on social media. Now you've got to look beyond the headlines here on this because it's not about them telegraphing on social media. They were also known to the police. All of these were known to the police and they all had run-ins with the law. It's not just social media, but the problem is that social media is what they're zeroing in on now. And why is that? Because in states like New York, now that they've lost the Supreme Court case and the Supreme Court affirmed that, lawful citizens have the right to bear arms. Now, some people think that means like bear in the woods and they have hairy arms. No, that's not what bear arms means. Bear is a word that means carry. It means when you're bearing weight, you're carrying weight. So when you have the right to keep, meaning keep, possess, and that word and, bear arms, it means you have the right to carry your weapons and carry them wherever you feel like it. And that's constitutional carry. Now, obviously you got these gun free zones where they demand that you can't carry, and there'll be more and more of those now that this law is propped up in these different cities. But, you know, it's not really constitutional, to prevent people from carrying, weapons on public grounds. It's not constitutional. So that's a real problem. And then you've got the idea that social media is the way to prevent these tragedies. It's a red flag law, but it's more important in New York and in California that they now want you to turn over your social media accounts so they can scrutinize them and find something in there that you said that was mean or possibly violent or hate speech or whatever. And they're not going to give you your concealed carry permit. And that's the way they're going to get away.
To end around it, I would suggest that it's even more dangerous and more insidious than this. And I know when you talk about these things, they say, oh my gosh, there they go again with more of their conspiracy theories. But ladies and gentlemen, they've already proved that our conspiracy theories are in reality their intention. It's already been proven. You could still do some searches and discover the actual facts of that. But the reality is they're going to use social media as a means to go after guys like you and me, Larry. Okay. They're going to get us, they're going to put us on watch lists, and they're going to start saying, okay, what's Pastor doing? What's Larry doing? What are you? Those of you that are watching right now, what are you doing? What are you posting? It is becoming. Remember that Facebook sat there in hearings and said, Mr. Biden, what would you like us to do? Who would you like us to report? How would you like us to tell on the citizens that are using our platform? And Twitter, in the same way, and I think that's a lot of what the banter back and forth is with Elon, who's saying, wait a minute, why is a public company, why is this company, Twitter, giving all of this personal information about its users and acting like a government entity, like a government spy arm? And now what you're doing is you're arming these social media platforms, and you're saying, you're trying to gain public sympathy for the idea of using social media as a policing arm to suppress the freedoms and liberties of Americans.
Now, you don't have to look very far. I mean, you just look across the world at China. China's already implemented a social credit score system. You can't ride public transportation. You can't buy or sell products. You know, if you've got a bad social credit score, that's what they want to implement here. You can look at BlackRock. One of the executives of BlackRock went on national television and said, you know, it's going to come a time where your social behavior is going to impact whether or not you could buy or sell
or get a job.
Or get a job, right?
Or get a job.
And we saw that with the vaccines.
Corporations are already doing it, though. According to the National Center for Public Policy Research and Justin Danhoff, when he goes into board meetings, it's a QSP score or something along that line. But they're already doing that. It's already done. It's a finished thing, and it's already done. And if your score isn't right, as a corporation, you're not going to have banking privileges, and you may not have your merchandise in certain storefronts, and as an employee, you may not get hired.
It's all about control. It's all about circumventing our rights as free people, as a free American society, to control us. And they're going to use these corporations to do it. I've been screaming about that. We talked about this years and years ago.
Yep.
I've known about cancel culture because it's very prevalent in the email marketing world. You know, you basically cancel somebody's ability to deliver email if you don't like what they're sending. And that cancel culture has crept into the world of you know, basic politics, basic freedoms. And these corporations have realized that they have power over the individual because they're not government. But here's the problem. Here's the thing that we need to understand, and the place we need to fight is that these corporations, particularly ones like Facebook and Twitter, that do business with the federal government, they are contractors of the federal government. What do I mean by that? They all do business with the federal government. They're contractors of the federal government. And if you do business with the government, then you are an arm of the government. And therefore, you must abide by the Constitution and by the Bill of Rights. You cannot suppress free speech. You cannot suppress the right to keep and bear arms. If you want to avoid the restrictions on your business to censor, then you must sever your ties with the federal government.
Yeah, there's no question about it. And we're going to have to monitor that more and more carefully. Larry Ward, check out constitutionalrightspack.com. constitutionalrightspack.com. I'll be back hour number two coming up with more right after this brief break.
Thank you, sir.
I got contacted by attorney Tom Renz over the weekend, who represents some whistleblowers within the Department of Defense. So these are whistleblowers that have been extracting data out of the Defense Department database. They have noticed a very alarming increase in instances of certain conditions compared to a 5-year average. They also have evidence that with myocarditis, the data has been doctored already.
I'm the one dealing with the medical boards. I'm the one watching the witch hunts. I'm the one fighting them off, and I'm the one telling them where to go. I'm going to keep doing that. 9/28/2021, Project Salus weekly report. Project Salus is a Defense Department initiative where they report and they take all this data that doesn't exist supposedly, and they give it to the CDC. They're watching these vaccines. On that date and around that date, I have numerous instances where Fauci and that entire crew were saying, it's a crisis of unvaxxed. It's 99% unvaxxed in the hospital. In Project Salus, in the weekly report, the DOD document says specifically 71% of new cases are in the fully vaxxed and 60% of hospitalizations are in the fully vaxxed. This is corruption at the highest level. We need investigations. The Secretary of Defense needs investigated. The CDC needs investigated.
You combine that with the fact that there's at least suspicions that the Defense Department is doctoring with the data.
I would contend, Senator, that there's not just a suspicion. In August, when the report was run on acute myocarditis in the DOD website, there were 1,239 cases, and now when you run it, it's down to 307. In January of 2022, there were 176 cases, and magically, they are now down to 17. There is a word for that. It's not suspicious. We have in the military the single best data set that exists because we have baselines in there. And acute disease across all categories in the preceding years, 5 years leading up to the vaccination year, was 1.7 million. They introduced and mandated a COVID-19 vaccine for our U.S. military when they had only lost 12 service members total to the disease. And in the 10 months of 2021 after that, it jumped from 1.7 million all diseases to darn near 22 million. That was a 20 million increase. We need to not be calling this suspicious. With all due respect, we need to be asking hard questions of the DOD. And I will close by saying they are charged, at least in part, with protecting the sanctity and welfare of the brave men and women who are defending this country. And right now, these numbers indicate something is drastically wrong. And I know of only one reason that databases roll math backward.
So who are you? Identify yourself.
So sorry. My name is Lee Dundas. I'm a human rights attorney that's working with Tom Renz on the whistleblower issue in the military. I would ask that Congress listen to these whistleblowers, put their testimony on record. These are brave men and women of very high rank in the U.S. military, because not just do we, Congress, in this building need to hear about it, the world needs to hear about what is going on.
Well, I will listen to them. We will take their transcribed interviews. We will gather their data. And again, I put the Defense Department on notice. They must preserve these records so we can investigate.
Thank you.
By the way, I've just got a I have to show you. This is what we get when I investigate. I mean, this isn't to do with this, but this is after a couple of years trying to get information out of another agency, and we finally get the information, and it's all redacted. This is how the federal government, the agencies, comply with congressional oversight.
We're glad to share with you, Senator, because we have quite a bit of those that aren't blanked out, and we also want to tell you, listen, the side effects, the only one that they're recognizing, that's an outright lie. I've got the Pfizer documents. Pfizer said in their FOIA documents that they released, they said, we're looking for these side effects. The FDA said, we're looking for these documents. We've got their documents showing what they're looking for. They're not sharing it with the American people because they're covering this up. Corruption was the word of the day, and I think it needs to be reiterated.